This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. In September, we reported that Perryville, Missouri is about to be home to a permanent replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. It's known as Missouri's National Veterans Memorial. Since Veterans Day is upon us, we wanted to check in on the progress of the development. Mike and Vicki Lundy of Perryville have been spearheading the effort. Mike says the concrete retaining wall for the granite Veterans Memorial Wall is in place. They had hoped to have the Welcome Center finished and ready to dedicate on Veterans Day, but that's not going to happen. He says now they hope to have the entire complex completed by this spring.
We'll have the granite installed in April, and that should be the finishing touch of the project of what we've got going on now. We're going to do our big dedication and open house on the weekend of Memorial Day. We're hoping on having kind of a real three-day event here with a real solemn tribute to those veterans that lost their lives in the service.
Vicki says unlike the smaller traveling Vietnam walls that move across the country, the full-size replica in Perryville will have the names engraved exactly as they are in the nation's capital.
The ones in D.C. are cooperating with us. They're sharing all their information with us. They're actually having volunteers to sit down in each of those panels and proof those names on those panels to make sure it's exactly how it is in D.C. We're hoping to get those names this month. And Kevin Hale out of Farmington will be doing the etching, so we'll get those names to him and he'll start the process.
She says the engraving process will take about 4 to 5 months. Instead of dedicating the Welcome Center, Mike says the Veterans Day celebration will be on the town square at 10 a.m., but it will include a special announcement.
We want to make 2018, the Missouri National Veterans Memorial is going to declare that it'll be the year of the woman soldier. So we're going to do a big tribute to all the women that served our country as veterans and those that are currently in there now. So we've got plans in work right now to make that whole year a festive year for them. So we're looking forward to that. We're also looking forward in March. We're hoping to be able to where that we can actually let people come down and on the concrete reinforcement wall for this is that they can come down and veterans can sign their name before we entomb it. Forever. We hope that there'll be enough Vietnam veterans out here to be able to fill up every inch of that. If there's any left over before we entomb it in there, we would like for the other veterans to sign in there.
Missouri's National Veterans Memorial is the brainchild of a local Vietnam veteran. Jim Edelman has donated around $2.5 million to make sure it became a reality. Edelman spoke in September during a ceremony in Perryville to raise the U.S. flag previously flown at the wall site in Washington, D.C.
It's extra special for me for this memorial to be right here in Perryville on my family's own land. And Perryville, just like thousands of small cities around the United States where most of our servicemen come from, I'm so grateful that this memorial will be here in the heartland of America for generations to come.
Despite Edelman's financial contribution and donation of nearly 50 acres in property for the site, funds are needed for the remaining construction and then operation of the complex. Vicki says the community is stepping up.
We have an auction that will be November the 25th. All the proceeds from that auction will benefit the Missouri's National Veterans Memorial.
The auction will be held at the Robinson Event Center in Perryville. Doors open at 9 a.m. with the auction starting at 11 on November 25th. She says sixth graders at Emmanuel Lutheran School will hold a benefit 5K walk run on December 9th starting at 9 a.m.
I just think that's amazing that sixth graders have decided to do this and to support this project. And that's what we want. We want our youth involved in this.
Vicki says she thinks this symbolizes the excitement building in the community.
We get calls daily about what's going on and what's happening. We do have a Facebook page. It's America's Vietnam Wall. We have a website, americaswall.com. All the information is on those pages if anybody would like to get on and look and see what's going on. We show pictures of our progress, and the community is just amazing. They're very supportive. They're always asking how it's going, what can we do? So once we get up and going, there'll be a lot of volunteers that we'll need here.
Mike echoes that sentiment, saying the project has really taken off since the idea was floated around 4 years ago.
This project started with Vicki and I and our donor, and it has grown just tremendously because people have come to us and said we'd like to help out. And what was just a small project has grown into a national memorial for our veterans. So I'm really excited about the whole thing.
In addition to a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall, the site just north of the city limits of Perryville will also include the 4,200-square-foot Welcome Center, which is being completed now, and a yet-to-be-built Military History Museum. For more information, go online to americaswall.com, the America's Vietnam Wall Facebook page, or call 573-605-1305. I'm Brad Palmer.